CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Leave. On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
And welcome back. Today we are with the creator of the Voyager Tarot Deck and the Sustain Yourself cards. We're getting some predictions for the upcoming year, 2014. Make sure you check out CJ at fireitupwithcj.com. Right there on the homepage, you can subscribe to her email updates. So make sure you do that. This is Brandon. I'm filling in for the wonderful Cassandra. CJ, we'll get it back to you.
Hey, welcome back and happy holidays, everyone. So we're going to be doing some predictions for the U.S. and worldwide for 2014. So welcome back, James.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get some cards.
Yeah, you know, okay, so one of the things that I'm curious about is international and what's happening in China. And I know that you just went to the Far East, so tell us a little bit about what you discovered and what kind of cards you're curious because you're about since you were just there.
Well, China is scary.
Oh, no, okay. How is it scary?
It's great. It's overwhelming. The power, I mean, if you think the Tea Party people have a problem with government power in the U.S., forget it. I mean, we're talking Communist Party and the power they have to just arbitrarily, well, not arbitrarily, but just move people, millions and millions and millions of people to cities, you know, and live in these insanely looking crazy apartments and not be happy at all. I mean, all that stuff is happening there, and I'm just kind of wondering. Meanwhile, they're closing off all their Western news sources, so they're kind of going inward at the same time. That, I mean, they could implode. There's going to be problems there. And then the economy of China and U.S. are so inextricably interdependent. We really want China to be a peaceful place and work. So they're not our enemies. They are our friends. They are our partners in the world. And I'm a little bit frightened about that. Their whole situation.
Okay,
but
so let's.
I work there, and it's very good for me personally. But I just look around, I go, "Wow, really?"
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So what card should we say? What do we need to know as U.S. citizens about China and how will it affect
really?
Us? How about this?
I'm going to pick a card. I'm just picking a card now from Voyager. I'm going down the bottom here. I have no idea. Wow, disappointment.
Oh, no.
Appointment, another Cups card. If we were playing poker, we'd have a really good hand going here.
Yeah.
We had the Four of Cups anger. We now have disappointment, the Five of Cups. We had the Six of Cups sorrow. Maybe
disappointment.
This
is a downer reading. Okay, so disappointment.
There's a lot of things breaking apart, and it all looks good, but things break apart. Mm-hmm. And expectations that we're attached to do not happen. It's disappointment, more emotional stuff. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get some more information. I don't know, what should we be disappointed about? Is it that China will become more insular? Is it that we should be disappointed because some of our current interactions won't be going so well? Why would we be?
Yeah, I think that's a very good thing about our relationship with them. It's very it's tenuous.
Okay.
But did you want to pick a card on that or not?
Yeah, like, what do we need to know about our relationship with China?
Okay, you pick a card this time. Tell me when.
Okay, now.
Right there. Logic. Logic. Well, what we need to know is that it's such an economic imperative that in the U.S. interest that they get it together, Chinese, and in Chinese interest that the U.S. get it together. I mean, this logic card is a no BS card. It's not ideology. This is very down-to-earth, nitty-gritty, you know, let's keep this economy rolling and growing and all that kind of stuff without all these side plays of beliefs and all of that. This is just very, very pragmatic, and I love it. This is a very, very saving grace kind of card. So now I'm hopeful.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's leave on that positive note.
Yes.
And start looking at the U.S. just domestically. What can we expect for 2014? What's the theme going to be of 2014?
Okay. You want to pick the cards?
Oh, I'm scared to. Let's have Brendan.
Well, okay, Brendan. You take the responsibility, big guy. Tell me when to stop.
All righty. Stop.
Right there? You're sure. Okay. Wow, the Hanged Man.
Oh, no, not this again.
Whoops.
The Hanged Man.
Brendan!
Which is, you know, it's still, we're still hung up. We have not learned yet. We're still in the midst of anger and sorrow and maybe some disappointment. Throw in the feeler. And now the Hangman is like a card of going nowhere fast. We're still hung up. We're blocked. Kind of killing ourselves, getting in our own way. And, not good, in my opinion.
Well, you know what? So I was talking to an astrologist. I was talking to two different astrologists, and they say it's like Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde and some other thing in retrograde. And what that means is that the planets appear to be moving backwards because we are trying to move forward at a normal rate, but the world and the universe is slowing down around us. So it's just kind of like the train. You know, when you're sitting in the train and everything is kind of like whizzing by.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and in the tarot, this is probably the slowest moving card in the entire deck.
Yeah. So maybe it's about slowing down.
Pardon me?
Maybe it's about slowing down. Do you know what I mean? If everything is slowing down and we're not, the pain exists when we actually refuse to slow down, even though the train has stopped and we're still moving.
Or we're still living in denial, you know, thinking with some overly optimistic point of view that it's all good and getting better when, in fact, it may not be. Maybe things have to get worse, CJ, before they get better. The Hangman is go to the bottom of the ocean, so you can only go one place after that, and that's back up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, wow. that's why you get the Achiever card, right, when we were looking at, you know, what to expect. As the Achiever card.
Well, that's the story, and that's the scenario from this hung-upness that we're, you know, in, and moving through the emotions into some logic, riding the Wheel of Fortune, and to the achievement, which is really where we want to be. That's the real deal.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, let's be real. We're not always in years where we're always like, yay, we're making lots of money. some years are down years. I mean, it's interesting, even our reactions. Like, oh, no, not that one. But, you know, life is like that. It's not always about up, happy, smiley faces, right?
I just don't think we get it yet, who we are and where we are in the world at this point in time. We just don't have the perspective, I don't think.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Mm. All right, so let's look at, should we do some U.S.-specific things? Like, what's going on with this? There's a January and a June date that if we can't pass something, we're going to be in another shutdown. And they just had a vote that they passed, but there's several.
The Hangman would suggest, and sorrow and all the rest, that, that's going to continue. But let's ask specifically about that, okay?
All right.
So who's brave enough to pick a card from the future of the American
public? I'll do that. Let's let our financial stability.
CJ Liu, who is now picking the card for the rest of America.
Now,
right there. Okay, I got this card. Turn it over. Get it down. The Learner, Child of Crystals. We're children. We had the Feeler card before, which is a child card. Now we get another child card. This one's called The Learner, moving from raw emotion to actually learning something. actually wisening up and getting it. So that's good. That's progress.
Right. that's good. Okay, that's a good card. I think I'm in a good role. How about if you look at some of the issues like environment, gay rights, politics,
Let's go to environment. I have my nature cards, the Sustain Yourself card, which is green, all about nature. So let's see what the green cards have to say about the environment. Wow.
What to expect
for
2014.
For sure.
All right, you pick that.
Okay. I'll do that. Want me to do that? Okay.
Yes, please.
It's 101 of these all spread in front of me here, and I'm going right there. The card is called Youth. It's another kid card. Enchantment, which is magic, which is to me, yesterday's magic is today's science and today's technology. I do not believe that we should plan on technology saving us and saving our energy crisis and climate, all this kind of stuff, and even the nuclear stuff. I don't really believe that, but I think that's probably what's going to happen, actually, is technology to the rescue. Dum, 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 dum. You know, that's what this card suggests to me. Very nice.
And you know what I find so curious about these cards is they all have this kind of youthful. Do you think that that's because we're immature or because we're approaching it with, like, brand new eyes?
Yes.
Both.
You know, it's not an either or world. It is a both and world and more. So absolutely, yes. But it is interesting. We have basically three children cards out of what, 8 or 9 that we picked. That's a lot, meaning we are pretty immature, but we're still young and still optimistic, and we do have hope and chance because we have that youthful attitude, that can-do creativity kind of thing.
Okay, we have one more one more minute left, so let's pull one card on gun laws. I'm kind of curious where that's going to go.
On the what?
Gun laws. What's going to happen?
Oh, the gun law. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, sure, why not? Tell me.
You pick.
Okay, I'm picking the gun law stuff. Wow. Really? Are we still talking about that? Oppression. Yes, we're going to still be talking about it. The Five of Wands. Not getting very far. Oh, wow.
Sad. Amazing. Okay, well, on that wonderful note.
Thank you very much. I didn't do it.
Okay, I wanted to hear someone said, please pick a card on Obamacare in 2014. Okay. One more card. Could you please?
Okay.
Just a quick one.
Yeah, I will do that. Oh, right here. Obamacare, the actor, Man of Wands, contentious, dramatic, life-changing and transforming. Eventually it works, but it's kind of a tumultuous process getting there. But it's happening.
Okay.
It's happening.
All right, that was from Tim in California. Thanks, Tim, for your instant feedback.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great question. This was
fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always so much fun. And for folks out there, in the next couple of days, James and I are going to be doing some YouTube videos, one on Pope Francis, who I have a crush on because I'm just fascinated by this pope. And then we're going to do some more YouTube videos on tarot card reading. So make sure to tune in and look for those. And up next, we're going to have Madeline Gerwick, who is going to be, she's a business astrologer, and we're going to be looking at the economy and how to run your business with 2014.
Wow, that should be interesting.
It will be. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Okay,
right,
folks, we'll be right back.